This is Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds.
Today we make about 250 meals distributed through Kent Social Services, Center of Hope, and Upper Room Ministries in Ravenna.
Campus Kitchen on the Kent State campus is a place where student volunteers help to meet the needs of folks who are food insecure. Adrienne Wilson, majoring in nutrition and dietetics, donates her time to help run the campus kitchen.
So today our volunteers are preparing sausage and bratwurst, salad, fruit salad, and mixed vegetables.
Jake, what are you making?
We are making hot dogs, hamburgers, sausages, Italian sausages. That's what we're doing over here.
Amanda Woodyard is the Director for Community-Based Learning at Kent State University, and she co-advises the campus kitchen.
Our office does spring break trips. So these are students who are wanting to really learn about social issues and how they can contribute to positive change over their spring break. So back in 2011, there was a group of students who went on the Washington, D.C. trip. We visited the D.C. Central Kitchen, and they helped to serve thousands and thousands of hungry, homeless individuals, many veterans. So students were chopping fruit and vegetables and tearing apart chickens and just getting their hands dirty, learning that 50% of the food that's produced or harvested in the United States goes to waste. Yet, you know, how many millions of individuals go to bed hungry every day? They came back, started making partnerships with local farmers, grocers, staff, and faculty across campus to create the first campus kitchen in the state of Ohio.
7 years later, it's still run almost entirely by students.
Last semester, I started volunteering. Through the nutrition program, we need about 250 hours before we graduate to be competitive in the program. I started last semester. I just came to help out a few times, and after that, I was like, this is fun. This is great. You know, you're having fun, you're cooking, and you are, you know, helping tons of people. I've always worked in a kitchen, so I've done, like, everything in a kitchen that you can imagine. I've yelled at people, and I've been the one yelled at, and so I probably won't do any of the chopping today unless somebody needs me to, but I usually am the one telling people what to do, so we usually try to get protein, veggies, grains, and a fruit. So we try to hit all the food groups. Sometimes we can't, depending on what we get in. Today we will make the meals, and then we take them to the social service agencies in the morning.
Where does the food come from?
All this food came from Trader Joe's. They donate about 1,500 pounds a week to us. They donate it to us because that's all the food that is either bruised, about to expire, but hasn't yet, doesn't look the prettiest, maybe the package is a little broken, so they have really strict quality standards for their produce, so whatever doesn't meet their standards, we get.
We don't ever know what we're going to get, and so that's the beauty of also having so many like nutrition or hospitality management students on the leadership team. They know how to plan meals and get creative. You don't want me planning. If you gave me a whole box of sweet potatoes or something, I'm not going to know what to do with it, but they get to be creative. The fun thing about the kitchen is that it's student-powered. You just have these students who come one time, and then they become hooked. They come back week after week after week. And I love it best when they have to be here. And so they bring in their paper to like sign, you know, that they've completed their 3 or 4 hours of volunteering with the kitchen. But then they come back the next week. And you're like waiting for them to give you the piece of paper to sign again. And they're like, oh no, I'm just here to volunteer. And then they become interns or part of our leadership team. We're told often the volunteering and the work they do with the campus kitchen has influenced their future career paths, things that they want to major in. Sometimes it just takes that one shift, and somebody's life from then on is like dramatically altered. That's fun to be a part of, and why everybody loves the kitchen.
Amanda Woodyard, co-advisor of Campus Kitchen at Kent State, and Adrienne Wilson, one of the many student volunteers who make it run. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 here on WKSU.